Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
That's so sad.
I saw it. Did you read through it?
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to read through it.
Headline.
Yeah, because we're not friends.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. I was reluctant to bring it to the show today because I felt it was depressing for all of us. I'm not Sean's friend. He's not my friend.
Well, read them the headline.
You're not my friend.
So they know what you're talking about.
A study finds out that only half of your friends actually like you. Here are 13 signs to look for to find out if that person, your friend, really likes you or not. You guys don't like me.
I feel like number 9, I keep your secrets.
Yeah, there may be one or two on here.
All right, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it later.
But yeah. That made me sad. So my friends are my friends?
We'll do it after tabloid trash.
Okay. So my friends are my friends. Like, they're all fake friends?
Well, that's for you to decide once we go through it.
This is so sad.
So once you go through it, we'll read the, what are they, 13? Yeah, 13 signs. A couple are kind of dumb, I think, but there are a few on here that kind of make sense.
I have no friends.
There you go. There's the top part of the page. Yeah. All right, we'll get to this right after tabloid trash. Are your friends actually your friends? Do they like you? This will tell you.
They don't like
me. I'm going to say the answer is no.
Wow. Happy freaking Wednesday.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to be honest.
Miley Cyrus's love picture is now the spokes picture for the Malibu fires. I don't know if you saw it or not.
It's
going viral. So she had the words love in lights in front of her house, L-O-V-E, right? And her house burnt to the ground.
Are those lights?
No.
Here's what I thought they were.
Stone.
It's stone.
It is stone.
That's why it didn't burn.
Yeah, okay, I get it now. I'm not the best at this.
But
what?
Well,
say something.
They're making it sound like it's remarkable, but that these things survived. Stone will survive a fire.
Well, I understand, but it's just beautiful, kind of. It's just beautiful. So they are stone. I apologize. They look like lights to me. Anyway, they are stone. They survived, but they're charred. One, like the E is charred a little bit. And so now the love in the rubble of all her possessions has become like the poster child.
Love.
Love, man, love. So sad. And now they've started a at Malibu Foundation. My friend Stretch, he works at a rehab facility.
Yeah.
You know, for people with addiction. And they're not rebuilding.
They're not?
Nope.
Why?
He just got the notice yesterday.
Is that the one that we see on TV all the time?
He's not allowed to say, but yes.
That really fancy one?
Yeah.
In Malibu?
They're not rebuilding it.
What's it called?
Promises.
Promises. That's right. Yeah.
They're not rebuilding it at all.
Wow.
Yep. They're done.
That's surprising.
Well, this is their second fire.
Are they going to move it?
And I think what's happening with a lot of these places is because they've had so many fires.
Yeah.
They know they'll never get insurance again.
Yeah, that's it.
They just said they quit. They're taking their insurance money and they're out.
I agree.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I told you about this. It was weird because I tried to buy a house there once a long, long time ago, and I couldn't get a loan because they wouldn't give me fire insurance.
Really?
So the bank was like, you can't get fire insurance on that house. We're not going to give you our money.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
So you're going to see this a lot. Businesses all along there are not going to rebuild, sadly enough, because they're not going to be able to get insurance again.
You know, what's happening out there is absolutely horrible. It's horrible for all those people, not just the Malibu people, but everybody.
Right.
But when you move into an area that is drought prone, And forest that on occasion catches on fire naturally by lightning and stuff like that. You're taking a risk. It's like the people that go out and they build these big houses on stilts at below sea level. You're asking for a problem at some point.
You know
it's going to happen.
You know the risk. But I was shocked at some of the houses that were along the ocean that burned. Because I think in your mind, you're like, I get the ocean breeze. There's humidity in the air. It's not going to... It burned right along the ocean. That was crazy.
Oh, just had an idea.
Oh, what is
yesterday,
that?
What did you come up with? The pool sucker?
I came up with the pool sucker.
Remember the pool sucker? Ocean sucker.
Ocean sucker is brilliant.
If you live along the coast, we put a big hose in the ocean with a motor and we use that water.
The Ocean Sucker 8000.
Oh, that's even better. This is horrible, though. Now the death toll is at 50.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
50 this
Holy
morning.
Holy crap.
It's going to go higher. There's still 200 and something people missing.
Well, we had somebody that listens to our show, and she was missing her aunt. Come to find out, her aunt was in a shelter right outside of Malibu, and she obviously didn't have T-Mobile because she couldn't get service.
Right.
To call out. That's why you always need T-Mobile, BJ.
This is one hell of a place to put your plug. Good Lord. Shameless.
Just saying. In times of trouble, T-Mobile's there for you.
And the place is still on fire. They're expecting 65 to 70 mile per hour winds today.
Yeah.
Hopefully, today's the last day of the big winds.
That's crazy. Speaking of the fires, Pink's husband is getting a little bit of flack because he stood in front of a sign with a bunch of his buddies and it said, looters will be shot on sight.
I salute him.
Wow.
I salute him.
Yeah.
You know what? He got his buddies together. They got on there. You can see the fire raging.
Yeah.
They've got their guns and they said, looters, listen, California law, man, stand your ground. Don't you come up here and try to steal our stuff, you will be shot on sight.
Boom.
Like that's it. The way you tell them.
If you don't protect your own property, no one else will.
Exactly, Sean Swallows.
You have a can of Raid.
Well, I don't have a gun or anything. I mean, a bug spray is a very effective deterrent.
Well, you're counting on Shayna to protect it.
Well, yeah.
She has the gun.
Yeah.
She's got that bear spray.
Anyway, it says, here's Carrie Hart, who is married to Pink. He says, it's unfortunate that some people take advantage of others in a crisis.
I agree.
While the Malibu fires have been burning, some locals have been fighting off and defending their property against the fires. There have been sightings of looters breaking into homes. Well, if you are a looter, think twice if you're heading back into Malibu. Hashtag defend your land, Second Amendment. And then it says looters will be shot.
You know, if you're a looter in California and that's your profession, this is like a California gold rush because all these people have to evacuate. And they're rich people that live up in Malibu. It's a great time to go in there and get all the stuff,
did
right?
You see what the
that's
one
what you're thinking.
Did you see that they said they dress like the National Park Service?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They somehow got outfits to look exactly like the National Park Service.
One, they said had a truck. They had put the logo on the side of the truck.
I mean, these are
to
really
sneak into the place to steal. And then this guy comes out. Pink's husband says he gets all of his buddies together. There's like 30 in this picture, right?
Yep.
And they got like shotguns and all these big, big guns. Like they're going bear hunting. And he says, you come up here, guess what? We're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Here. I'm for it.
But can they shoot him in the leg?
I don't care.
I would just hate for him to. Yeah.
Oh, I don't care.
Anywhere.
Just fire.
Because in my head, I'm always going to shoot the guy in his leg.
Yeah, but that's really a hard shot, isn't it? I mean, a little leg as opposed to a torso.
I just need him not to turn around. Because then it looks like he was running and I shot him anyway.
Oh, right.
I'm like, how do you do that? How do you make sure when I have my gun out? That's what my question was to the instructor.
Yeah.
How do I make sure he doesn't turn around? He's like, just get in front of him. I'm like, I know, but he could always turn around. Then I look like he's running and I shot him in the ass.
I feel like you're overthinking it.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's fine. Rob Kardashian is broke.
Oh, this is awful. This is so sad. Most heartbreaking. Well, the fires are bad. But this is a heartbreaking story.
Sad.
This is sad.
It is so sad.
Poor Rob. I love Rob. We all do.
Yeah. Rob Kardashian has filed to lower his child support payments because he says he simply can't afford it.
No.
Right now, he's paying that Black China with a barrel wash about $20,000 per month.
Yeah, $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. And he said it's just too hard. That's socks have sucked, and nobody's buying his socks anymore.
You know what Black China's thinking, though? You know what? She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't care how much money he makes. She knows that family has so much money.
So much money.
They're going to, Chris, the mom, patriarch, of the family. She's not going to let the child support payments not happen. And so Black China's thinking the family's going to chip in. We're not going to lower it. If anything, we're going to increase it.
Yeah, because that's not a lot of money for Black China. I know it's
for, not.
It's for us. It's a lot
of
money.
I agree.
But for her and that lifestyle. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel bad for Rob, though. Seems like he can't get a job. And there's a lot of jobs out there. I mean, I think he could do, you know, he could be that guy standing out in, at a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, flipping
doing
the
that
sign.
Thank you. Please.
That guy.
You know the please guy?
Yeah. What does that guy say?
What is that phrase, Sean? Remember I had to go through that Chick-fil-A and see how many times I could get him?
My pleasure.
Every time you say thank you to that guy with the clipboard, he has to say my pleasure.
Exactly.
That's a rule by Chick-fil-A. And I think I got him up to like 27 times.
Yeah, it was impressive.
You should,
one drive
play that again.
Yeah, we should play that.
That was really good. We were impressed with how many my pleasures you got out of that dude.
You know what? I'll try to find
him. Okay, you do that. Anyway, he can be my pleasure guy. He can flip signs.
Yeah.
At tax time, he can be the Statue of Liberty out in front of the tax place.
That's an important job.
It really is. Every time I was like, wow, I didn't even know there was a tax place right there until that guy's out there in his blue.
Yeah. I found it.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's 2 minutes.
Okay, let's do it.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. We'll do it right after tabloid trash.
But then we have another thing to do. We're super busy.
What do we have after that? Oh, yeah, we've got the your friend or not.
Yeah.
We'll get to it, guys.
Okay.
We'll just not play any music for a while.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What?
No, we'll get in trouble.
No, we're not going to get in trouble.
How are we going to have that saying, most music in the morning?
We'll just don't say it today.
Okay.
Say it tomorrow. We'll pick up on it tomorrow. Not today.
Okay. All right. Anyway, here is something that's sad. I didn't know this. This is great. Monica Lewinsky is talking. She hasn't talked forever.
This is dumb.
Oh, it's not dumb. I like it.
No, it's dumb.
Why is it dumb?
Well, Jamie, has this not been beaten to death?
But I've never heard from her. I've never heard from her.
She's been talking for the past 3 months.
But she's never told us like the details, like the or as my cool friends say, the deets.
Do we need the deets on the stain on the blue dress?
She thought it was spinach dip.
Right.
Okay, that should tell you right there she needs to just shut up.
Yeah.
Let this whole story just fade into history.
It's called The Clinton Affair. It's a brand new 6-hour documentary for A&E. Boy.
6 hours.
6 hours.
And it coincides with the 20th anniversary of Bill Clinton impeachment hearings.
How do you get 6 hours out of an event that lasted 45 seconds?
Well, how do you know?
Just say it.
You don't know. 6 hours. You weren't there.
Jeez.
Anyway, listen. These are very emotional clips. So let's see here. In the first little trailer for the show, she talks. What?
Go ahead.
God.
Sorry.
It takes forever to do anything in here. She talks about her first time with Bill.
It's not as if it didn't register with me that he was the president. Obviously, it did. But I think in one way, the moment we were actually in the back office for the first time, the truth is that I think it meant more to me that someone who other people desired me. However wrong it was, however misguided, for who I was in that very moment at 22 years old, that was how it felt.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds I'll never get back. Thanks, Monica.
The edits of that are horrible. It's like, turn off the mic and then
terrible.
Talk again. Turn off the mic.
It's awful.
It's weird, isn't it? It's, Oh, but this one you got to be serious about.
I know, but...
Is it dark? I haven't heard it. Is it too dark? Okay, then let's not play it.
It's a little dark. She talks about...
Okay, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. I didn't know. If she wants to take her life, I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, that's exactly what... She goes in depth on what she was thinking after everything broke.
I like fun ones, like where she thinks that stuff is spinach dip.
So, did they have spinach dip that night or something? They had to have had something.
Yeah, they must have.
Snack tray there.
They must have ordered in.
I don't think as president you go out with your mistress.
No.
You order in.
Yeah, they order in.
I don't think that they...
Spinach dip.
Yeah, I love spinach dip. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Anyway, good talk. There you go, tabloid trash.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.